CRTV.
It has been 5 years since the major national dialogue was convened by the head of state to address the crisis in the northwest and southwest regions. 5 years down the line, many stakeholders continue to express different views on the outcome of the major national dialogue. Terry Lambeef, in the following viewpoint, revisits the aftermath.
After the major national dialogue, which took place from the 30th of September to the 4th of October 2019, expectations were high that a definitive solution will be found to the crisis in the northwest and southwest regions. However, while some people have been expressing impatience concerning the rate at which the resolutions are being implemented, others think that everything is on track. In the process, speculations have been rife on the way forward. Some pundits had even predicted that Cameroon's parliament would have by now received bills that address some of the concerns as contained in the resolutions of the major national dialogue. While some people attribute what they call the socio-economic and political fallouts in the northwest and southwest regions to the major national dialogue, others are still not clearly seeing the impact on the ground of these, such as the special status given to the two regions. But the response from the conveners of the dialogue has been to assure the impatient that a lot has been done with the putting in place of the reconstruction plan for the two regions and that some groundwork is on the way. Let us revisit some of the early strides in the aftermath of the major national dialogue. 1 year after the major national dialogue, some personalities from the two regions were dispatched to the field by the Prime Minister in an operation dubbed the Peace Caravan. That Peace Caravan gave feedback to the Prime Minister with two principal observations: that the restive situation was gradually improving and that there is impatience and anxiety as to the contents of the special status which had been conferred on the two regions. That Peace Caravan was headed by prelates who are endowed with moral authority. On this premise, one could not have put to question or doubted the honesty of their feedback to the Prime Minister. This notwithstanding, there are still reports of continuous skirmishes between the defense forces and the non-state armed groups, and lives and property continue to be lost. Schools and hospitals have continued to be attacked as the principal soft targets, and there are still many localities where schools have been completely shut down. The Monday lockdown of the two regions and other periodic lockdowns have been disruptive of normal life in the regions. Summary executions, kidnappings for ransom, looting, and you name the rest are still being perpetrated. The persistence of such acts, be they in a decreasing trend, as the prelates who led the Peace Caravan reported to the Prime Minister 4 years ago, cannot be ignored, because the sooner there is a complete return to normalcy in the two regions, the better. For such incidents, even if minimal, could have a serious impact on the upcoming socio-political events which Cameroonians are bracing up for, including the end-of-year festivities and the planned elections, during which the peoples of these regions should not be disenfranchised. There is hope in the horizon with the recent developments out of the country, where some of the suspected key instigators of atrocious acts that border on war crimes and crimes against humanity are being tracked down, arrested, and arraigned before the law courts. This cautious hope will become more realistic if, after the major national dialogue, the stakeholders continue talking, albeit informally and not publicly. After all, the government of Cameroon has continuously proclaimed its open-handedness in dealing with the situation in the northwest and southwest regions, such that after the major national one, dialogue should continue as a permanent process so long as peace has not been completely restored in the regions.
Terry Lambeef, editorialist, technical advisor number 4 to the Director General of the CRTV.